This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court entered the debate over the Bush administration's anti-terrorism policies. The court agreed to decide whether foreigners detained indefinitely at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba may challenge their detentions in U.S. courts. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is here. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What exactly is the case about?
Well, two British citizens who are being held, two Australians and 12 Kuwaitis, are challenging their detentions. They contend that the United States has created a prison at Guantanamo that is, quote, entirely outside the law. They say that the U.S. must provide some process by which those prisoners who are innocent can secure their release.
And these were people seized during the Afghanistan war?
Yes, some were seized in Afghanistan, some Pakistan, and they claim they were seized in the midst of chaos and that they were seized erroneously.
And no court so far has agreed with that position, have they?
No, the lower courts have all ruled that United States federal courts have no jurisdiction to consider the legality of an open-ended detention by the military, even one that's, as in this case, has lasted more than 18 months, where nobody's been charged with anything, where they have no lawyers, where they're held in isolation so that they, in fact, don't even know that this case is going on. The lower courts have relied on a World War II-era Supreme Court decision involving German intelligence agents who were captured and held by the U.S. military overseas. These were men who continued to spy for China after Germany surrendered, and they were convicted as war criminals by military tribunals, and the Supreme Court ruled that it had no jurisdiction in their cases. The lawyers for the Guantanamo prisoners contend that their case is entirely different because the prisoners at Guantanamo have not been tried by military tribunal, have not been charged with any offenses, are citizens of countries that are not at war with the United States, and are being held at Guantanamo, a base that is, in all traditional respects, the territory of the United States. So the argument goes, they're entitled to redress in the U.S. courts.
And a lot of interesting groups are supporting the prisoners in this case.
Yes, there are interesting briefs that have been filed by former prisoners of war, former military officers, judges, even Fred Korematsu, whose name is attached to an infamous Supreme Court decision that upheld the internment of Japanese in World War II.
So this is a big deal that the court has agreed to review the case.
Yes, it really is a big deal because the court had discretion not to hear this case. It had already decided not to take one of the earlier September 11th related cases, and there are a bunch in the pipeline that are coming up. The Bush administration had urged the court not to hear this case. I want to point out that the question here is very limited. It's simply the question, do the federal courts have the power to do anything about this, to involve themselves in these kinds of cases, the Guantanamo cases. And the Bush administration may well yet prevail, but the court's willingness to consider the issue is, at minimum, a warning sign to those who argue that the executive branch can do whatever it wants without accountability or review from the other branches of government.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.